This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now toward the blue line as it moves into the top of the right circle. A feed low off the stick of Vlasic. Kept in down the middle here. Carlson. Wilson looking in the bumper, but Carlson looking to stick handle first. Ovechkin was off to the left-hand side. The Hawks will gum it up and then send it away.
Yeah, Carlson walking down the middle of the ice right there. He's got to fire that puck. He can't look for that fancy pass.
Puck coming near side. And away from Mangiapane. Second unit here. Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has 894! To go one step beyond, he has tied Wayne Gretzky for the most all-time in NHL history. Oh, what a scene here at Capital One Arena. The Capitals bench empties. They mob their captain in the corner. It has happened here in Washington, D.C. on this April 4th, 2020.
We can hear that call over and over and over. And if you can't make it to the rink, you can make it down to Caddies in Bethesda. Grant and Danny on a hockey field trip. Caddies on Cordell, and they will be there for the entire game. They've got a special monitor hooked up. If you just heard Grant Paulson join us here, and now we're going to take you to the arena. Because guess who's there? Cock-a-doodle-doo is there in the flesh. I guess we can say welcome back on Long Island for La Rooster.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother. Yeah. How are you? How
hey,
you
Doc.
Feel? How you feel?
Yeah, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. You know, this is home, like you said. You know, I feel right at home here. I'm going to talk lots of Islanders for 3 hours tomorrow. Little Jets, little Giants, some Mets, Yankees. We're back, baby. Strong Island in the house.
I'm happy for you, but I know you're happy for grade eight. So yes. Just paint the picture. Yes. I spoke to from Coke and says, Alex wants to get this done and get it done in a hurry, to be eager about it. What's your take?
Yeah. Well, so here's how I kind of like answer that. In a way that says, well, maybe not, because he did not want to be on the ice the other night, Friday night, after tying Gretzky for an empty net situation. He did come back on for a final shift. He peppered Chicago, had three great scoring chances in the last, you know, minute and 20 seconds or so. I really thought he was going to make it at home. But he refused to go back on the ice. He did not want it to come with an empty net. He talked about that after the game. Spencer Carberry confirmed that when we met with him long after the game. So here's, you know, I asked him, I said, hey, You didn't get to win the Stanley Cup at home, but you got this moment. How satisfying was that, obviously, to finally have one of these big moments, really big moments, at home? And how important is it to get it done right away? And he said, well, you just take it game by game, day by day. He didn't seem to be in a panic. He didn't seem to say, hey, I was feeling a lot of pressure. I think Wayne Gretzky said his teammates were probably feeling a lot of pressure and kind of like the mounting, like, hey, we want to get this done so that everybody can breathe, that everybody can take a mental reset. So we will see how this game plays out. The Islanders are a good defensive team, Doc. They're not in the playoff picture right now. They're still, I think it's 6-7 points out of the Eastern Conference race. So they're playing really for survival. So I expect them to be desperate. But you know what? Ovechkin always has a flair for the dramatic. And he's likely, if he's going to get it done, it most likely will come in the first period.
For the netminder, I mean, is that something on his mind, thinking, I don't want to be posterized or be in history? This is what Metal believes. I believe you go out there and say, hey, man, this is my shot to establish who I am and shut him out.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of works both ways. I mean, I think if you're a real big competitor, even though you would love to be a part of hockey history, I don't know if anybody wants to see you giving up that goal, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of time, and how many YouTube videos,
right.
You know, and clicks and all that stuff. So, you know, from that standpoint, I would guess any normal competitor wouldn't want to be a part of that, but in one way or shape or form, you know, it allows you to be part of hockey history. Here's what I know. You know, Doc, I'm standing in the concourse right now next to J.P. Finley. Cakes from the Junkies is here. He just left us. Chicken Parm Lou DiPietro, who does such a great job helping us out at Odyssey D.C. And throughout the Odyssey Network, is here. So we just did a video thing and whatever, but there are a ton, and I mean a ton of Capitals fans here. Everywhere you look, there's Ove jerseys and red jerseys and other jerseys besides Ovechkin, but the Ovechkin jerseys are out in full works. I was in the Arena Bowl, Doc. It reminded me very similarly to pregame of Game 5 at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. The amount of Caps fans that were gathered just behind the net in the lower concourse, even before pregame warmups, there are thousands of Caps fans that have made the trip up or that are here at UBS Arena.
Cannot wait. Well, brother, look, man, we appreciate you sharing some time with us. I told, you know, Grant, I said, you know, this will never be balanced without Cock-a-doodle-doo. And because you guys have that seesaw battle going, but it's a battle of brotherhood and love. And we're happy that we were able to get you, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. My brother, nothing but love for you. Enjoy the day. Hope it happens today.
I can't believe Doc doesn't want to talk to me. Oh, wait, JP says he can't believe he cannot believe that you don't want to talk to him.
Who? JP?
JP Finley.
All right, well then put him on.
You want to talk to him for a second?
Put him on. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Here.
He said it's begrudgingly wants to talk.
Hello, doctor. How do you do?
JP, look, man, you know you're going to do this to Rooster. Now I'll never hear the end of this, but all kidding aside, how big is this moment for Ovi?
I can't wait
for it. And the show that we're not a hockey club. Yeah, we do have a hockey vein going down our spine, and this is real.
Absolutely. I was just talking with a couple of listeners here that drove up from Navy Yard this morning, and they said they're going to every game until he breaks the record, and then they're going to go to every playoff game. Like, the notion that, to me, in my lifetime, and probably similar for you, Doc, like, what the Caps were as a fan base, like, back in the Cap Center days and
right.
Don Beaupre, to what they are now. I mean, they have grown so much in D.C. area. So many kids play hockey, and I think there's a direct corollary to Ovi's arrival and growth of the player and just an absolute superstar, all-time Mount Rushmore great. And it obviously the Cup championship means more, but this feels like it's a direct celebration of Ovi and his accomplishments. And I feel like that resonates kind of on a different level with a lot of people.
This has been one of the most exciting shifts I've been a part of from our fan base, I think Metal will agree with me. We've had nothing. We've not mentioned. Now, listen, not kid ourselves. The madness was sick. We've not had one response. We always bleed, Bergen. We've not had one response. JP, this has not been without question. It has been a 100% grade 8, rock the red, and with no hate in it. And this is also a club right. that's competing for a cup. It's not like they're in last place, the guy's getting a record. This is a
right.
a team that's competing for the cup. Man, I get, totally. I just, it's awesome, man. I'm just lucky to be a part of it because this is real. And you know you've been on the sidelines. When he comes to Washington games, it's real. Cats love this dude in the locker room. He just fits
totally.
In his step because he's a unicorn. Nobody that gifted athletically is supposed to be that tough. He, Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers is one. That's not supposed to happen.
Totally. I mean, that's a great combination of Butkus and Sayers. Like, I mean, he's nobody has the no, none of these great all-time scorers are also as physical as he is.
Nobody.
You know? And Jágr, I mean, whoever it was, Gretzky, I mean, they glide, whereas Ovechkin's just a freight train. And it's
yeah.
Middle and dude, he's
brother.
Such a special person. Like, mm-hmm. he's just so down to earth and humble. And I mean, think about it. He's about to break Gretzky's record. And a week ago in Boston, he went to a college bar to welcome the rookie they just called up. You know, like.
Yeah. That's what Grant just, you know, sharing the story. He's a freak, man.
Is
in
Grant
a good
here?
Way. And he's our guy.
Now, Grant's hosting a watch party today at Caddy's.
At Caddy's, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you need the rooster back?
No, brother. We're gonna let y'all do your thing, and we got a hard out we're coming up on, and nothing but love for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Give my best to the ball-headed kid, and we just keep moving
well,
forward.
You know that he won our NCAA pool, by the way.
Yeah, I heard.
No, he's gonna announce it numerous times. I would expect.
Well, the one thing about it, his head can't get any bigger, so we don't have to worry about that.
All right,
number love for you, man. Appreciate you. JP
okay.
Finley,
you,
B. Mitch, JP, Landfill, and Walker. Man, it's Metal, I'll tell you what, man. This, it would have been hard to try to draw that up. And I guess we have to give all of our guests today, this is JP, we've got the Rooster Cock-a-Doodle-Doo, and Finley, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Man, have you decided exactly where you're going to be when the puck drops?
Well, if Ovi breaks the record today, we're going to be doing a special show with Toby Altizer afterwards, taking calls. And so I'm sticking around here. I'll probably be at one of the bars down here in Navy Yard watching
Uncle
the game.
Toby,
and...
well, the youngest in charge. I'm about to get excited about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. Well, I look forward to it. This has been a great ride, man. I cannot wait to get locked and loaded for this one. Puck drops, grade 8. I think it's time for us to take the next step.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Sookie, as Coach Thompson would say, how lucky are we to have the Rude Guest Hotline? We had to load it up. Grant Paulson, the Rooster, Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. And then we get J.P. Finley thrown it in. And I just hope that Al Kokin, who was, he was slammed, but he did give us a quote about Ovi. And I asked him earlier, and he says, Ovi has a knack for coming through on the biggest stages. Well, this is pretty big. He's definitely on one today. Plus, he wants to get this thing over as soon as possible. That is from my guy, Smoking Al Kokin. It is really heartwarming for me to hear how many people traveled up, made the trip, supporting the Caps and OV. I'm not surprised. But it's just good to hear it. Some of the warmest moments you get is when the things don't really work out for the home team, but yet the fans don't quit on them. The fans recognize that sometimes the other team's just better and you don't get it done. But this is, I love it when you're someone's trying to attempt something from a personal standpoint and the team is still really damn good. Mike out in Baltimore, what say you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Man, we're on quite a roll today, believe it or not. This is one of the reasons when you get in this business, you get in it hopefully hoping that at least one of your teams will be special. Every year, at least one of the teams will be special.
Well, I'll tell you, there is a huge contingent of Caps fans up here in Baltimore that are extremely excited.
I'm not surprised.
You know, we lost hockey here a long time ago, so we picked up on the Caps, and it was great when they won the Stanley Cup. And it's, you know, I'm old enough to know to have been there to watch Hank Aaron, you know, take Babe Ruth's record. You know, of course, Cal Ripken here in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And now to see Ovi bypass Gretzky. I mean, these are things that a lot of people never get the chance to see. So we should be.
No, you're right. You don't get a chance. A lot of people don't get a chance. Some franchises don't have a great player or Hall of Fame player.
And he's a class act, and that's what makes it all the best. You know, he's a class act, and all I wanted to say, because I know you guys are running short on time, we're rocking the red here in Baltimore.
That's a good deal. You guys meet? You ever watch the games together?
Yeah, there's a lot of different people that go to different places, so we'll be out and around today.
All right, good deal, man.
All right.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Yep. Thanks so much, man, for tapping in with us. We enjoy it, and it's fun. I think if our fan base should know as well as anyone, never take winning for granted. You never take it for granted because it can turn for you. And the thing that I remember when Ovi was injured early on in the season, and you thought, man, that could have been it for the season. But it wasn't. It wasn't. And I remember how quickly he was spotted on the ice. Or somebody said he was skating. I go, this dude is bionic. Then he's soft cast, then no cast, then he's back. It really is amazing some of the things that he does. And then you go, but this is what separates him from the pack. That's what guys do. I don't know, Chris, if you got a chance to see any of, if you watch any of Golden State lately or watch Steph Curry. Dude, watching greatness, and that's the level Ovechkin's on. What these guys can, they make it look easy. It's not easy. It's just
He's about to cement any argument that he's the greatest goal scorer of all time in hockey. I don't think there's going to be any question.
No, you're right. But you again, in the greatest shooter. And what this guy is doing now, what I'm watching Steph do, dude, it's mind-boggling. He's turning to the hoop and just putting it, and it goes right down the middle. Boom, bucket, bucket, bucket. And he's running around like he's 15. And he's and I'm watching him, and I look at him and Ovi, because of age and conditioning, one does it with physicality all attached to it. The other guy with just grace, his ball handling skills. It's like Nate Charney Archibald coming through and then shooting bombs.
See, you know what it reminds me of? The age thing, like you're saying, it reminds me of when, like, George Foreman won the heavyweight championship in his 40s.
Yeah, but he looked 40.
I know, but the ability to go out and...
But he got it done.
And let me tell you,
you're right.
Obi's got some pepper in his beard, you know?
Yeah, he does. And if he didn't do that, it'd really freak us out. Because that's the only thing that is noticeable, that he's aging. It's crazy, man. And that's why I keep saying how lucky we are to be able to have this. We could have been stuck with Dum Dum and company, and because it happens to some franchises, but we're not. And it's been all good. You could not have told me. And I'm so proud of the base, the people that are listening, and of course the legion of people on Odyssey, follow us on the Odyssey app. Why wouldn't you? It's free. And rocking the red, traveling. Oh, man, that's awesome. I really am. Tell you what, Metal, and you know that going to 989, which my brother, my old mothership, this is where you can follow from Puck.
Yeah, they're about to drop the Puck on 980 right now. So
let's go. Let's get after it.
Yeah, the game's going to be on. Yeah, AM 980 right now, and we got to go break two, though. So,
all right. Well, to the 980 audience, made the Puck drop, and let's go get after it. We will continue taking you up to 1 o'clock right here on The Fan. Joe, out in Bowie, it's been pretty patient.
It's such an honor.
Appreciate your patience, Joe. Rocking red with us. How are you?
Doctor, it's an honor to speak to you. How are you doing?
Man, it's been a glorious, glorious Sunday here, celebrating what we anticipate to be a record-setting day, and just honoring a man that he's not asking for it. I guarantee you, man, of Ovi, you just feel like he's just doing his job.
We must be living right, Doc. You know, command. You know, Commanders, Capitals. Maybe we ought to have all of our teams named again with C.
I wish it were that easy.
Yeah.
Is it the name or the people that are wearing the jerseys? That's the difference.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, can I ask you a quick question before I go?
Sure. Uh-huh.
All right, here it is. I know our beloved Commanders are playing in Miami, playing in Atlanta, and then playing in L.A. And I know you've been to many stadiums over your life. Mm-hmm. If you had to tell me what two stadiums I should plan to go to this year when they announce it, where would you recommend me going?
Well, stadiums or cities? Because to me, stadiums are dime a dozen. It's to me, you want to be in New Orleans, Miami, L.A., you know, it depends on the backdrop. Metal, I don't know where you stand on this, but once you get inside a stadium, it's a stadium.
Yeah.
But there's only one French Quarters, or there's only one South Beach, or there's only one Malibu, or there's only one, you know what I'm saying? Even the fish market up in Seattle. It just depends on the personality of the area that you want to adapt.
Yeah, Doc, I can't go to Miami, though, because I'm married going on 30 years, and if I find myself in the Cleveland area, I'm going to need you to recommend a lawyer to me. So
I can't go to Miami. You know what you need to do? Go to Minnesota and see the largest mall in America and a pretty nice dome stadium. Yeah. All right?
It's too cold.
Good luck. Good luck.
Doc, all right, good deal. Always, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you. New Jersey is our next stop. Mitchell?
Doc, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure, man. What's going on your mind other than rocking the red?
What's going to stop Steph is LeBron or even that kid, Shea Alexander. I need to win the MVP. Got robbed last year.
Mitchell, are you going to break our streak? Are you going to ignore the topic? Are you going to tell me that you just completely been oblivious of Ovechkin's greatness and what he's attempting to do?
Well, he's going to break it, but I still say Gretzky's the best hockey player. I mean, he's kind of got the word great in his last name.
Okay, we're talking about scoring goals. Great, no, that was not the question. You're bringing up You did this on purpose.
No,
I told Metal, I said, Mitchell will be the one. He will break our streak.
But it's been a great sporting day. You're talking about, you want to have I know it's Jaden Daniels, but you got two guys on your baseball team. Wood and Cruz are going to be really good, and hopefully they can play more than 5 years in Washington.
Tell you what, brother, you may be right, and your questions are on point. But right now, you're not pulling me off topic. And I am like on Rock the Red. All that other stuff. You know, I got 157 or so of the baseball game. Not taking the bait, Mitchell. Not going to happen. But none but love for you. Good luck. And I know you'll be watching. You won't admit it, but you'll be watching. And when that puck hits the back of that net, there may be a subtle fist pump, even in your home. But I know you'll never admit it. That's all right.
There's no pressure in here today, right? And I really was going to talk about the Cooper Cup. Cooper Flag.
Flag. Hell of a player.
Flag.
Hell of a player.
We would like to have him in Washington. We're recruiting and gathering stars. And that's what we need. That's what Washington needs, the DMV. But you're the
be nice.
Here.
Here's the deal. When you talk lotteries, you have the option to get sucked into that kind of stuff or not. I choose not. I don't opt in. I think it's ridiculous what's going on for the teams at the end that have to fake like they're trying to lose and still don't get it. And yet it goes on. Does it work? Does Detroit suck now? No, they don't.
Oh, they don't. They're good.
Yeah, they don't. But it just seems like there's got to be a better way, you would think, to have to torture fan bases and drag him through soot in order to get to this? Some of it seemed absolutely embarrassing, but I guess there's no other way to figure it out. And everybody still gets a profit.
Yeah. I have an idea. How about reward the teams that win the most games, taking at the top?
It's not going to happen.
The teams that usually
I don't
have
think
the
we're going to be able to fix that.
Happen?
But we we got people on the line. Appreciate you, man. Number love for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll ask you, Metal.
Thanks, Doug.
There's no way. Thank you. There's no way to settle this who gets the top pick thing. I don't know. The NBA, rather than be frustrated,
you can't
by
give it to the teams already winning. I mean, that's ridiculous.
But it's not working this other way either.
Well, the problem is the tanking, I think, more than the draft order, you know? So you've got to find a way to incentivize it. Now, I heard somebody come up with an idea once where they said if you took the bottom seven picks and put them in reverse order, so, you know, that way if you come in dead last, you don't get the top pick, you get the seventh overall. And then if you come in second to last, you get the sixth overall and backward, which would at least put teams trying to vie for seventh place, I guess, instead of last place. So at least there's some competition there towards the end of the season. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, what happens then? If you get an eighth place, that's bad? Or you know what I mean? It's like, I don't know.
I don't know. But you would think we could figure it out. You would think that by now it might have been an alternative to it. There's certain things now, we don't even talk about it anymore. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, remember him?
Oh, yeah. The Claw.
Yeah, the Claw. I mean, he's that dude. Now he's back. And, like, it's like, really? Who cares? I mean, it looks like he's playing well again. I go, seems like it's forever. Yet he's still
Paul
making.
Paul George is gone from the Clippers. And,
yeah. It's just, and you go, and I finally can say, for the record, that I've watched the team with the best record in the NBA play an entire game from tip to gun. And I was going, man, shame on me. But I just go, some of it's just not interesting. And they are really, really good, but I'm going, you wait on the tournament, and you go, you end up following stories, but the teams aren't good. It's a storyline. And then you get our story here, where the team is maybe the best currently, among the best, you know, fighting for the cup, and they've got a guy who's generational on his team, and that's hot. And he's not a jackass, which is even better. And I think that's why it's easy to celebrate him. Not campaigning. He's just living his life, doing his thing. You know, and the fact that he comes by and daps the glass for his son, for Sergey, whatever on that. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, it is cool. It's cool. I mean, it really is. The thing about Ovechkin, and then none of us can imagine what it's like bearing that kind of weight of being Ovi. But he just seems like, I'll say this, nothing fake about him. Have you been around Ovi more than a few times?
I've never met him, man. That'd be cool, but I never got to meet Ovi.
You'd vibe with Ovi, man. You'd vibe with him. That's the difference with him. You know, you would vibe with him. You'd have no idea, really. If you're sitting around in a room or somewhere with this dude shooting pool, you'd have no idea who he was.
A friend of mine used to live across the street from him, actually.
Really?
Yeah, in Ballston. I guess when the Cats used to practice at the Ballston Ice Arena, a lot of them had little houses just around the corner from the mall there where the arena was. And I had a friend that was living over there. And I remember they were like, yeah, some Capital lives across the street from me. And I was, they're not really into sports and stuff. And I was like, is it Alex Ovechkin? And they're like, yeah, I couldn't remember the name. It's such a weird name. I was like, the Alex Ovechkin lives across the street from you. And he's like, yeah, his whole family and everything. And I was like, okay. And like, lo and behold, he's out there getting the mail and stuff. It was freaking Alex Ovechkin. But I never like talked to him or nothing. But yeah, it's I'm sure he doesn't have that place anymore. I don't think any of the players do because they don't practice there anymore. But I'm sure it wasn't his main residence either. But still thought that was cool that, you know, he's just living in Arlington, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, man, this is you don't find guys like this. I mean, Gretzky. I mean, this is dude is smooth. This is another dude really smooth. To be, have you met or run into him in your travels?
Never met Gretzky. I did write him as a kid, and he sent me back a signed, like, you know, 8.5 by 10 photograph of him. He was in the Kings. He was on the Kings at the time, so he sent me back in a Kings jersey a photo that was signed, which I thought was awesome. I still have that photo, by the way, but I never talked to him in person or anything like that.
Yeah. Another guy just seems like he's just... but that's hockey. I mean, Langway is, and I always said for years that he was the coolest super duper star I'd ever been around, was Rod Langway. 12:45 in the nation's capital. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more, taking you up to top of the hour right here on The Fan. . 12:50 in the nation's capital. Doc Walker at Heavy Metal. And it's anticipation. I know you're a man that's not afraid of a wager here or there. period do you think that the great one will break the? I mean, that Ovi will break the ice.
Well, I was hoping the first period. I don't know that I'm predicting which one. Who knows? But I was hoping the first one. Although it looks like the Islanders have just scored the first goal of the game.
That's not bad. I like it when we score first.
I do, too.
I always love it when we score first, although, I don't know. The key is that we're just not going to know until it happens. I'm going to let it come to me.
That's part of the excitement, though, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Like opening a pack of baseball cards. You don't know which ones you're getting in there until you open it.
Yeah, I know. But you love the sport and how it translates from TV and being live. I have, I find I can follow the puck a lot better now. The more you watch it, anticipating where I think the puck will be, I guess that's what you get better at.
Yeah, the thing I've always told people that aren't really hockey fans that want to start watching it, especially on TV, and they're always, not always, but a lot of times struggle with where the puck is. The thing I will tell people is, you can usually tell where it is because everyone on the ice is looking at it, even if they don't have it. So everyone's generally looking at where the puck is. And if you just follow everyone's line of sight, you will see the puck.
And then, you know, when every time, every shift that eight is there, and he's so doggone aggressive, that's the good news, is that he's not shy. He's going to take a shot at it. And that's why this is riveting. It's going to be, I mean, you know, interesting. And we had so many people today that were on point and made this really unique for us. Grant Paulson, and that was strong. JP, Rooster, Koken, sending his sentiments. I've had a lot of people that reached out. X, everybody, even on X, and a lot of flat out, you know, canine, they gravitate to hockey because of the physicality and the speed. So no doubt about that. I don't know anybody that doesn't like the puck that wasn't into hockey once they get introduced to it. You know, most people don't know it because they haven't experienced it. But I haven't found much people, a lot of action in front of the net. If I get choked up in there because I'm thinking, could this be it? And isn't that the cool part about the anticipation?
I mean, that's part of it.
I know. Yeah. I know it. That's the cool part. John Walton, I'd give anything just to be.
Well, the Islanders have scored again now.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness I got technical difficulties on my stream, so maybe I was salvaged. Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. Because we always want that focus on winning.
I mean, I want Ovi to score his goal, but I also don't want him to get blown out and Ovi scores the goal, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know. You want in the spirit of being a champion, and that's what it's all about. And that's the one thing about this team that, you know, is there such thing as an easy goal?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't believe that either.
Even those open netters and stuff people say are, you know, empty net goals.
Because
like, that's still hard to get any goal.
Top shelf is relevant. Because it looks like, you know, down by the pads, well, that's why I go top shelf. Guy can lift it up and go over. I've seen some goals scored in ways that I really can understand what being a goal scorer is so difficult. And when you're a great one, you earn it.
Do you remember the goal by Ovechkin?
The goal?
The one they call the goal.
Oh, when he lifted?
No, when he was like on the ice and he falls down in a pile with a defender and he still manages to swing his stick up over his head and knock it in the goal.
You know, that one, I have a recall about something similar.
It was early
but not
in his career.
Maybe that one's specific. Because he's just like a locomotive charging the net. The one-timer for me, I would think that is what the statue will resemble. That's the form of the statue. Well, yeah. That's what I think it would be. But they don't. Does Carberry get his due in your point, in your mind, rather?
I mean, I think so. But I mean, part of it, the Caps are on a bit of a losing streak right now, which I'm not really super happy about. I want to see them going into the playoffs and having a little, you know, bit of fire under their butts and momentum and stuff, and I don't want to see them backing into the playoffs. Their record's very good. They're definitely going to be in the playoffs, but I don't want to see them getting cold now, you know?
Well, they're breaking cold, but every time they come, it's like a circus when they to your town.
I think it might, once they break this record, Ovi breaks this record, I think it might help the team in a way of just kind of getting back to their, you know, their grind.
Yeah, I mean, not that they're not used to attention, but just think about it. It's a national presence every time they show up. They're bigger than the Beatles now every time they show up. And that's what I saw with Gretzky when I went out to the hotel when the Cap Center was, you know, way out yonder. And you see the buses come in. When that bus came out and I saw the crowds of young people that surrounded, and that was interesting. That's the first time I'd witnessed it. It's crazy. I mean, crazy. But then again, you were a rocker, so you've seen big acts come to town, and you see what it looks like when somebody attracts a crowd.
Sure.
Yeah, that's big.
But also, you know what's even kind of cooler than that is when you see them when they're not that big yet and you see a band that's up and coming, you know? It's like seeing someone earlier in their career and you're like, man, this guy's going to be real good. You know, like Jaden Daniels, that kind of excitement around him, you know? And you're like, man, I cannot wait to see what the next several years unfold with them. And that can be like that with a band too, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because you look at it, I mean, like Jaden didn't sneak up. I mean, you don't sneak up being as highly drafted as he was, but there are still people may not have thought he would be as good as he was until they saw it. And then you say, oh my goodness. And then he just does it over, and then he does over and over and over. And then you start saying, I think we've got something here that's special. Now how do you insulate it and protect it? And that's why a guy like Tom Wilson, who is my favorite guy on the ice, because he still has some of those skills that Ovi has in terms of toughness, and he scored more goals this year. To me, this has been one of his, I think he showed another side of him as a guy that can score goals, but it just shows you again the greatness of Alex. And all in all, that's why they have a winning team. I'm just happy we're not doing this for a team that's not in contention for the President's Cup. And I think they'll be like that for a minute or more. This is not just a blow-by. This is who they are. And I love it. My brother, it is a privilege and an honor once again.
Always love working with you, Doc.
Hey, man, no, it's a challenge. It's always a challenge. Because we don't fit right in the room together. You know, we're too big for the room. So we have to turn sideways, you know, when we walk past and stuff to be able to get through. But no, man, it's no one will ever believe me when I tell them on a day that the number one team in college basketball, arguably, was knocked.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.